It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
If some Republicans have their way, Americans could be offered retirement plans based on cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. Republican members of Congress have drafted a bill called the Retirement Savings Modernization Act that is designed to allow investment managers to offer Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in their 401k plans. A 401k plan is a retirement savings account sponsored by an employer. Employees may opt to have a portion of their paycheck withheld and deposited into the account. The money in the account can be invested in various ways, including stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Sponsors of the bill include Senator Pat Toomey of the Senate Banking Committee, Senator Tim Scott, and House of Representatives member Peter Major. The bill aims to remove the liability for a breach of fiduciary duty for offering access to cryptocurrencies. The proposed bill is an amendment to the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974 and adds classifications to the types of assets fiduciaries are allowed to offer. At Blockchain Business, we regard this development as yet another indication of how cryptocurrencies are slowly becoming accepted as a means of creating wealth for ordinary citizens. As Barbadians await the launch of the first digital bank, Sagicor Bank, it remains to be seen what services they will be provided with. Commercial banks in Barbados have offered insurance services in competition with traditional insurance companies. These banks have, however, maintained an anti-crypto approach, which is associated with concerns that they could lose their correspondent banking relationships with foreign banks, which are essential to foreign exchange transactions. Banking sources in Switzerland tell Blockchain Business government policy and legislation allows banks to offer savings and accounts related to cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and recognize them as just another financial instrument. This crypto-friendly approach by the state has led to private banks being established to provide cryptocurrency banking services in Switzerland and to deep-pocketed domiciles such as in Dubai and Asian countries. So how near or far is Barbados and other Caribbean countries from attracting companies or services that will facilitate their growing interest in cryptocurrencies as assets or trading or investment vehicles? One thing we are sure about is that there could be increasing demands by citizens to be assured they can invest in vehicles that will provide either a secure pension or retirement plan. For as Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morley said recently, when Barbadians thought it was getting out of the woods, it looks like things are going to get worse. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business informative or educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.